Then she brought her left leg forward and stepped with her right one to the side. "Is she trying to dance?" Max asked in a low voice. Miss Schneider seemed to buckle like a blade of grass buffeted by a sudden gust of wind, but she caught herself at once. "Hasn't practiced in a while," said Grandfather, as the dancer, unfazed, brought herself once more into position. But as her performance continued, he became more and more attentive, began to smile, and from time to time said things like, "Now she's overdoing it," or, "Don't you think she's trumpeting about a bit too much?" Max thought she was wonderful. Watching Miss Schneider dance was like watching the sun spill itself over the earth. Stiff arms and legs, now in motion, suddenly seemed touched by eternal youth. And from their graceful movements, a lightness flowed throughout the valley. The yellow of the buttercups turned to gold, and the clover and grass shone greener beneath the light summoned by Miss Schneider's dancing. Her movements grew ever wilder as she twirled, marched, stamped, threw back her head, and spun with flailing arms, and from her lips a bubbling, joyous laugh escaped into the glimmering air. It finally dawned on Max. She had been a dance instructor. Now she danced to the sun.